When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Got a crazy episode for you today, a story of graveyard yoga. Let's just lead with it. Let's just tell you what it is right up front. And also, this is a segment that comes out in our Failure Friday series. So you might know right away, okay, graveyard yoga, Failure Friday. This is an idea that didn't work out so well. In fact, I think I'm going to title it Graveyard Yoga Fails to Entice Living or Dead. So actually, it didn't really work for anyone. So we're going to hear from this yoga instructor who has the idea to start this new graveyard yoga series. And it just doesn't take off at all. And so the reason we do this, if you are new to Failure Friday, is, you know, I'm often talking about successes and we're hearing from people who have all kinds of ideas that are working well and they're trying to figure out how to grow their side hustle, how to make more money, how to manage competing ideas and manage their side hustle with their day job, and, you know, how to pay taxes on the money they make and all these other things, which, you know, can be problems, but they're also good problems to have. And going back a couple of years, we kept getting feedback from people who said, like, well, I'd like to hear a little bit more about the things that don't work. So I just decided, let's try this series called Failure Friday. It's been very popular. And you get to hear directly from a side hustler who has struggled to get something off the ground. Lots of variation in these stories, but they usually begin with an idea and then idea meets reality. Okay, so as mentioned, today you're going to hear from a yoga instructor. Her name is Allison. She'll tell the story in a few action-packed minutes, and I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up. We always want to respect your time and get you something useful in less than 10 minutes a day. That's what it's all about on Side Hustle School. So here is Allison.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey there, I'm Allison, a yoga instructor and personal trainer. My eccentric nature often leads me down unorthodox paths. And that's exactly what happened when I birthed the concept of graveyard yoga. A mashup of tranquility and terror. It was like nothing I'd seen before, and maybe there was a reason for that, because it didn't really work. Believing this novel idea would bring in curious yogis and thrill seekers alike, I was confident I was onto something big. With a bit of charmingly dark advertising, I set my class price at $25 per session, a premium experience at a reasonable cost. I planned a social media campaign that, in my mind, was sure to make Edgar Allan Poe proud. With the launch of my Yoga from Beyond campaign, I eagerly awaited an avalanche of bookings. Also, the avalanche turned out to be more of a light dusting. My well-crafted puns like, stretch yourself to death, seemed to fall on deaf ears, leaving my dreams of a bustling graveyard of yogis unfulfilled. Still, the grave was not dug yet. A few brave souls did register for the course, intrigued by the novelty of it all. Excited, I thought I might still rise from the ashes, but fate had other plans. As the first session commenced, I quickly realized that my yogis were shivering more from the brisk winds than the chills of our spooky surroundings. My tranquil cemetery quickly became a desolate, windswept tundra, leaving attendees to battle the elements more than their inner peace. I'd bet big on the novelty and intrigue of my concept, but in doing so, I'd overlooked the comfort and practicality that most people want from yoga. It was a harsh lesson, but one that would shape my future ventures. In the aftermath, I migrated back to the warm studio, a humbling return, but not without its silver lining. Failure and its stark reality had imparted a valuable lesson. Knowing your audience is as important as the creativity of your idea. While the graveyard venture had been a mishap, I'm still standing. My classes are once again full, and my students seem happier for it. And as for me, I continue to dream up new ideas. This one wasn't the winner I'd hoped for, but I'll be back from the grave for something new before long.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That's the theme of Failure Friday. That's what it's all about. Try different stuff. You know, listen, you don't know what's going to work until you try. And who knows, maybe in some other market, graveyard yoga would go over. I don't know. You know, I don't know that I'd want to do it, but who knows, maybe somebody somewhere. If not, at least Allison has learned, okay, not this one. I'm going to try something else. And as she said, knowing your audience is as important as the creativity of your idea. I agree with that. Listeners, thanks for tuning in today. Allison, thanks for sharing the story. And if you have a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2442. I am excited to be on the road, different city every day this week, in fact. So I am flying this morning to Miami, excited to be at Books and Books in Coral Gables tonight. It's been a long week, but it's simultaneously exhausting and invigorating to go out and meet lots of different readers and listeners every night on this book tour. So much more to come. New episode tomorrow. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.